The Devil's Novice by Ellis Peters. Chapter 1. In the middle of September of that year of our Lord, 1140, two lords of Shropshire Manors, one north of the town of Shrewsbury, the other south, sent envoys to the Abbey of St. Peter and St. Paul on the same day, desiring the entry of younger sons of their houses to the order. One was accepted, the other rejected, for which different treatment there were weighty reasons.
"I have called you few together," said Abbot Rodulphus, "before making any decision in this matter, or opening it to consideration in chapter, since the principle here involved is at question among the masters of our order at this time. You, brother prior and brother sub-prior, as bearing the daily weight of the household and family. Brother Paul, as master of the boys and novices. Brother Edmund, as an obedientiary, and a child of the cloister from infancy, to advise upon the one hand. And brother Cadfile, as a conversus come to the life at a ripe age, and after wide venturings, to speak his mind upon the other."
So thought Brother Cadfile, mute and passive on his stool in the corner of the abbot's bare, wood-scented parlour. "I am to be the devil's lawman, the voice of the outer world." Mellowed through 17 years or so of a vocation, but still sharpish in the cloistered ear. Well, we serve according to our skills, and in the degrees allotted to us. And this may be as good a way as any. He was more than a little sleepy.